This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the dazzling, delightful, undisputed star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And Elena, it's a good thing you are working for the Capitol Steps and not the Newt Gingrich campaign. Because
I was going to say, I'm better than a Newt Gingrich employee this week if you ask me how I am.
That's right.
You know, a friend of mine called me this week and he says, you know, one of the ironic things about this is that the two Mormons in the race have been married less combined than Newt has.
Yeah.
So, you know, with all their reputations for getting married a lot.
Exactly. That was true last time, too. You know, Romney was married once, and McCain and Giuliani, and I think somebody else had multiple marriages. But, yeah, so that is kind of an interesting twist on all this. And Gingrich certainly has had one of the most bizarre beginnings of a campaign I've ever seen. In fact, I think the high point was his vacation because he wasn't there trying to do any damage control. So.
That's right. His polls went up probably, right?
Exactly right. So, so now that Newt wasn't exactly the front runner to begin with, but it looks as though now that he's officially declared, Mitt Romney, at least for now, is the front runner. He was kind of in that role 4 years ago as well, and didn't end up getting the nomination. But right now, he's got a relatively comfortable lead, and he's doing very well in New Hampshire. And so, of course, that means the Capitol Steps are going to have some fun with you.
That's right. I understand he raised $10 million in one day, and I think that was just every Osmond set $1 in or something.
Oh, there you go.
So we did a song about him, and I guess he's got to overcome a few things. So we'll see if this song addresses that.
Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, every presidential race needs at least one candidate from Massachusetts who's trying to hide his liberal past. So here's this year's candidate, Mitt Romney.
I'm so handsome, am I not? I could host a TV game. It's my photograph you got when you bought that picture frame. I backed healthcare in the past, but to win a White House fight, gotta change positions fast. Help me fake it to the right. If religion is your thing, check my resume and find that it's high time for a Mormon, and the Osmonds all declined. I was pro-choice once in my view, and in a way that view survives, my church supports the right to choose, so we can all choose several wives.
Oh, Elena, there you go. Mitt Romney, you're a temporary front runner, at least early on here.
Probably kind of bad for us, I guess. We'd rather have somebody more colorful like Newt, but we'll take who we're given and we'll go with it. And hopefully he'll tweet some ridiculous pictures or something.
Yeah, exactly. Are you joining the rest of the media in fawning over these 24,000 pages of Sarah Palin's emails from when she was governor of Alaska?
Well, I saw that they've been redacted. Have you seen them yet?
No.
Apparently, it's like everything's crossed out, so I don't know if there'll be anything juicy in that or not. We'll see. Maybe, maybe the story of Paul Revere is in there somewhere. I would not want all my emails to become public, by the way. I would go on record.
I don't think anybody would, quite frankly.
Yeah, so. I mean, you think they go off and they're like never to be seen again, right?
Oh, no, they're in there somewhere in that hard drive.
Gosh, we're all in trouble then.
Well, only if you're under investigation, so
okay.
I think you're safe at least for now. Elena, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them online at capsteps.com, where you can also get their new CD, Desperate House Members. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.